Strong men conquered by women. When through yielding to temptation the Hebrews transgressed God's law, their defense departed from them. When the people of God are faithful to His commandments, there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. Hence all the wily arts of Satan are exerted to seduce them into sin. If those who profess to be the depositaries of God's law become transgressors of its precepts, they will be unable to stand before their enemies. The Israelites who could not be overcome by arms or the enchantments of Midian fell a prey to her harlots. Such is the power that woman, enlisted in the service of Satan, has exerted to destroy souls. She hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. It was thus that Joseph was tempted. Thus Samson betrayed his strength into the hands of the Philistines. Here David stumbled. And Solomon, the wisest of kings, became a slave of passion and sacrificed his integrity to the same bewitching power. Satan has studied with fiendish intensity for thousands of years, and through successive generations he has wrought to overthrow princes in Israel by the same temptations that were so successful at Baal Peor. As we approach the close of time, on the borders of the heavenly Canaan, Satan will redouble his efforts to prevent the people of God from entering the goodly land. He will prepare his temptations for those in holy office. If he can lead them to pollute their souls, he can through them destroy many. By worldly friendships, the charms of beauty, pleasure-seeking, mirth, feasting, or the wine cup, he tempts to violation of the seventh commandment. Those who will dishonor God's image and defile His temple in their own persons will not scruple at any dishonor to God that will gratify the desire of their depraved hearts. It is impossible for the slave of passion to realize the sacred obligation of the law of God, to appreciate the atonement, or to place a right value upon the soul. Goodness, purity, truth, reverence for God, and love for sacred things, all are consumed in the fires of lust. The soul becomes a blackened and desolate waste. Beings formed in the image of God are dragged down to a level with the brutes.